Late last week, as the mayoral primary barreled toward its anticlimactic conclusion, Plan Philly published a story about a bill that would allow the city to buy land in order to lay the groundwork for a new prison. As I read about the deal, one question gnawed at me incessantly. Why are we laying the groundwork for a new prison, a prison that could cost up to $500 million, when Philadelphia's public schools are forecasting an $85 million deficit? The prison seemed to have been given priority over the schools. And while there appeared to be a rational explanation that the prison would be built with capital dollars that could be borrowed while the schools needed operating dollars that had to be raised, the schools and the prisons are never separate issues in my view. In fact, the schools and the prisons are forever locked in an intimate embrace. Failing schools feed what's come to be known as the school-to-prison pipeline. Poor and minority children who drop out of such schools are statistically more likely to land in prison. Once they are funneled into prison cells, they fuel a system that churns out broken lives with frightening efficiency. Even when they leave those cells, prison is seared onto their permanent records like a scarlet letter, warning employers not to hire them. Within 5 years, according to national statistics, 3/4 of them return to prison. Then they begin the cycle anew. This is not to say we don't need prisons. We do. In this case, especially, a new prison is a glaring need. The 140-year-old House of Correction, a building that is overcrowded and frightening, crumbling and dangerous, must be replaced at some point. And that's what the proposed new prison is supposed to do. But the schools must be the priority. And they can be. But only if we dare to innovate. Suppose the school district of Philadelphia, rather than returning each year with outstretched hands to address the financial crisis of the day, opened its books for a forensic audit to determine why it's perpetually in the red. Suppose the mayor's office and city council decided that they would conjure a permanent fix more palatable than a property tax hike. Suppose we accepted the reality that 75% of the prisoners in the House of Correction are awaiting trial for up to a year. Suppose we let nonviolent accused wait for trial at a community-based facility. Suppose we, in the community, decided to support education over incarceration, to instruct children rather than house prisoners, to stop the pipeline right at the source. If we had the courage to make such common sense decisions, we wouldn't need funding for a new prison. Instead, we'd be embarking on a new day. I'm Solomon Jones.